you talk about how when you work as a teacher, you're hoping to create radical little monsters. You also quote Michelle Clift talking about the idea that people of color are have more access to their dream lives and this idea of being untrained. Mm-hmm. So I'm just wondering, how do you approach creative writing pedagogy with this idea of kind of untraining and little monsters?
Yeah, I should credit Ofelia Cuevas. I stole that from her. I just loved when she said that was her job, you know, as a professor, to make radical little monsters and to kind of have people go out into the world and do some shit politically, aesthetically, culturally, spiritually, you know, make some trouble, make some change. And what Michelle Clift says about people of color having more access to a dream life, I like the conceit of that. But then, you know, the dream trope is also one that kind of sticks in the African diaspora, that there is this, you know, yearning and desire and longing to be free, like totally free, like completely and totally, utterly free, unfettered. So in the classroom, I am very cautious not to position these lineages of experimentation and the avant-garde as the only foundation. Like, I'm not interested in replicating canonization for experimental writing, which is already happening. So I'm very keen to get students to find ways to, well, one, allow themselves to do what is intuitive for them to do with language, and to allow their content to help them find new forms of writing, or to let the writing take shape however it's going to take shape, and to try to name their processes if they can, which is really hard to do. That they should understand and know all of these strategies that other writers have used, but that they're making space for themselves as well to be in conversation and not just replication. Mm-hmm. So that's where I begin. Mm-hmm. Yeah.